Now this is a decision for Julie Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. December 3, 1955, addresses a letter to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, 231972-6003. Dear Mrs. Godfrey, follow up for Mrs. Mayer, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in October. There is no recurrence of her dizziness in relation to posterior circulation stroke. Denies hospital admission, weight appetite is stable, isolated nausea, no vomiting, no headaches, double vision, normal bowel movement fluctuates from loose to hard without bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood or decreased volume, denies edema, claudication symptom, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, minor dyspnea, but is not compromising or interacting her normal activities, no orthopnea PND, no need for oxygen. Next paragraph, she did the 24-hour blood pressure monitor that shows overall 94% of the time is poorly controlled. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight a low dose of atenolol chlorpharidone, otherwise pressing Norvasc at 20 milligrams. She's off the Januvia. Levimir was changed to Lentas and remains on Trulicity. Next paragraph. On physical exam today, blood pressure 144.52. She's alert, oriented time 3, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, December creatinine 1.55, which is baseline. Poor diabetes control at 8.9, GFR of 36, stage 3B, electrolyte acid base normal, calcium albumin normal. Low HDL at 32, minor increase of ALT, 1 point, otherwise liver function test normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, uncontrolled hypertension. The medication list that she brought shows high dose of Norvasc, low dose of atenolol chlorthalidone. We added hydralazine, but it's not clear to me if she's taking or not. In any regards, I would like to increase the dose of atenolol to full dose. She's taking half a tablet, now she's going to take one tablet, which means 50-25. We will monitor electrolytes. If we want to monitor heart rate, if there is bradycardia, we will split the two medications. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Stage 3B, clinically stable, no indication for dialysis. Next number, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, prior posterior circulation event, no procedures were done. They found acute infarct changes on the right side of the pons without evidence of atrial fibrillation or arrhythmia. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient, plan to see her back in 4 months.